Now, one of the good things about the Witchwood Reserve is that it has several hides where you can observe the wildlife. Have you got a map of the reserve?
I have.
Great, I can show you where the best ones are. OK, so you've got the entrance to the reserve here in the south, and there's the sea to the north. Now, there are several hides, and each one is named after a different bird.
OK.
The best ones are Goose Hide, Eagle Hide and Cuckoo Hide. So let's start with Goose Hide. This is the best place for spotting water birds, freshwater birds, that is. On your map, can you see a lake on the right, beyond the woods by the entrance?
I've got it.
There are two hides there, and Goose Hide is the one on the far side. It's better than the other one by the lake because it's hard up against the hill behind it, which helps to camouflage it slightly. No skyline, you see. And you can get to it by taking one of the paths around the lake. The one running anti-clockwise is shorter, but it's a bit marshy, so you might want to go the longer way, which takes you around the north side of the lake.
Right.
To get to Eagle Hide, which will give you the best opportunity to see birds that frequent hills and mountains, follow the same path from the entrance and around the north side of the lake, but turn left where the path forks, shortly before the bridge over the stream. Then head towards the sea. You'll find Eagle Hide where two paths meet. You'll get some great views of the hills on either side.
Great. What about woodland birds?
You've got a few options here, but like I said, Cuckoo Hide is the best one. See the wood in the west of the reserve, the larger of the two on that side?
Uh-huh.
That's where you'll find Cuckoo Hide. It's on a raised platform, so you're right up in the trees with the birds.
That sounds great.
Right, well, good luck. I look forward to hearing how you get on. Are you going on your own?
No, I've managed to persuade a friend to come along with me.
That's good. It's much more fun when you've got company. And of course, two pairs of eyes are better than one. Also, check the weather forecast before you go, because it won't be a very enjoyable experience if you find yourself walking around the reserve in the pouring rain. Oh, and don't forget, there aren't any restaurants or cafes in the reserve, so it might be a good idea to pack something to eat in your bag alongside your binoculars. Go for something you can prepare before you go, sandwiches or something like that.
Well, thanks for the advice. I'm really looking forward to it.